Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I have to talk about longevity today because it was just announced in Bolivia near Lake Titicaca. They're claiming the oldest documented living person, she's living today, is a 123-year-old man. And I would debate that. There's others around the world who were documented at 141, 160, and there's one guy, Dr. Lee, who was in an obituary in the New York Times back in 1933, who died at, and it was like 231 or something like that. And so there's all kinds of stuff floating around out there. Obviously, there's never been a Harvard medical doctor or a Cornell medical doctor, University of California medical doctor, or anything like that, who's lived to be, you know, 105, 110, 120, 130, and so on. There's all these peasants living around the world. When you look at professional athletes, if you take all professional sports put together, it's 62 is the average lifespan. Football players, when you combine Canadian and American football players, is 51 for football players. Billionaires is 66. Medical doctors is 56. So people who exercise the most, have the most money, and have the most knowledge of healthcare are the least. I mean, they live to be half the age of these long-lived people. Well, what I want you to do is get a hold of that book, Immortality. Get a hold of the CD, From Here to Immortality. Get a hold of the CD, What Kills Billionaires. And what I want you to do is read these things and listen to these things, and you'll find that the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth are all third world cultures. They're illiterate. They have no health insurance, government or private. They have no doctors, no clinics, no hospitals, no emergency services, yet they have 40 times 100-year-olds we do. They have 100-year-old per 250 of their population. We have 100-year-old per 10,000. Well, what makes them different? Well, what makes them different is that they are third-world cultures and illiterate. Number one, they don't get killed as often because they don't go to doctors. Number two, they do not have utilities or roads or cars or anything like that. And it's not the pollution from the roads that get you, but it's the utilities that get you. That's right. It's the utilities that get you. And these people don't have utilities. And so wood is still their common fuel yet today because, they're living way off the grid, and including this newest one from Bolivia, who's 126 or 128 years old, whatever it was. And these individuals all live off the grid, including my favorite, George Rene Francis, who died in December of 2008 at 112, is the oldest living American when he died at 112. And he lived off the grid, and he was using wood for fuel and living on crawdads and chili peppers like a Cajun, and was illiterate, and had a picture in the newspaper of his daughter reading the newspaper to him. And he lived through 19 U.S. presidents. George Francis lived through 19 U.S. presidents whose average lifespan was 75. They each had at least one university degree. Unless they were a lawyer, then they had two. And the doctors who took care of these 19 U.S. presidents were not, dumb country bumpkin doctors. They were the best of the best. Their average lifespan was 56, according to the medical system's own survey, which came out in 1999. They lived to be 56, exactly half of George's age. I couldn't have paid for that one to be done, right? That was just too good to be true. And so when George Francis died at 112, the reporters asked his daughter, what did your daddy do to live to be 112? And she said, well, he broke all the rules of healthy eating. Well, who came up with the rules of healthy eating here in America? That's doctors who live to be 56. And she said, he broke the rules of healthy eating because he lived on dairy, eggs, and lard sandwiches, pig fat sandwiches. And so he was living on saturated fat and cholesterol. Well, these things are not bad, like doctors would tell. In fact, the newest warnings out from the FDA are don't take statin drugs because they will cause Alzheimer's disease. They will cause diabetes. They will clog your arteries. But they're supposed to lower cholesterol. Well, they'll do that, but that's a bad thing. You don't want to be lowering your cholesterol. You want cholesterol between 220 and 270. And everything the doctors have told you about cholesterol is wrong. Everything. Alzheimer's disease is, in fact, a physician-caused disease because they lowered your cholesterol, and that's what caused Alzheimer's disease. It never occurred until they started lowering your cholesterol. And so longevity is a factor of raw materials, not medical care. Obviously, if you have trauma, you have an emergency, you need to go to the emergency room. But other than that, for things like diabetes, arthritis, lupus, fibromyalgia, dementias, blindness, things like high blood pressure, things like celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, you want to get a hold of your longevity associate and say, okay, I've been dealing with these four specialists here. I've got Crohn's disease and wanting to cut my intestines out. What's my options? And your longevity associate, who is not a doctor, will tell you that, gosh, you have to avoid doctors like the plague, and you have to take the 90 essential nutrients. You take the 90 essential nutrients to support and promote maintenance repair. Raw materials will give you the maintenance repair you need. Doctors only want to do surgery and write prescriptions. Prescription drugs all have the side effect of death. Prescription drugs have like 1,000 times more, that's right, 1,000 times more adverse event reports every year in America than do vitamins, minerals, and herbs. 500,000 versus 600. 500,000 each year versus 600. Which is safer, herbs or vitamins, minerals? There's no doubt about it. It's vitamins, minerals. Well, stay with us. We'll be back with more truth, justice, and the longevity way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor show at 1-877-912-7529 to speak to Dr. Wallach.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Doctor Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out in Maryland and Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Doc. I've got a 36-year-old lady who's 102 pounds, and she has lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and she has something called scleroderma. She says something like sarcoidosis.
Yeah, scleroderma is kind of a cousin of lupus, sarcoidosis, things like fibromyalgia. They're all kind of cousin diseases, and so it's not unusual that they would have mixtures of these things because they're all really the same disease, just different degrees of severity. So she could have a more severe stage in her left arm than she does in her right arm, and that kind of stuff. She could have it in her lungs as well as in her muscles and cartilage. And 102 pounds. She got to get rid of all the bad stuff. And number one, she's probably not absorbing, so she needs to. Do you know if she has any skin problems or any history of respiratory problems or anything like that?
Well, now they have her on a list for a lung transplant at this time.
Ah, okay. Well, there's a lung problem.
Okay,
she needs to be on a gluten-free diet. I mean, drop dead as quickly as possible, a gluten-free diet. She needs to be obsessive about that. Everybody in her household, including the dog and the cat, has got to be gluten-free. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, and no gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. She needs to listen to that CD called Cereal Killers. It goes through all the hidden places you're going to find gluten. And then at 102 pounds, I would give her one healthy heart and brain pack per month. I would also get her an extra bottle of the selenium so she could have three of our selenium twice a day. I'd also have her take one tablespoon of the OsteoFX Plus twice a day, one scoop of the Beyond Tangerine NutriCrystals twice a day, the three EFA Pluses, one at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the three EFAs, one at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I would have her take the selenium. I would have her take, get her two bottles a month. Well, she's going to have one bottle of selenium, but she needs to get another one so she can take three twice a day of the selenium, as we said that. And then I do want her to eat high-quality protein. It's got to be eggs. At 102 pounds, I'd have her eat 4 to 6 eggs a day. They cannot be fried. No oils, no margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. She can eat these eggs cooked in butter or water. They can be poached or soft-boiled and so forth. And for her rheumatoid arthritis, she needs to get the glucogel. I'd have her take 5 of those twice a day. That'll require 2 of the large bottles of the glucogel, 5 at breakfast, 5 at dinner of the glucogel. And that will support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And then also, to kill the bug that causes rheumatoid arthritis, I need her to take the killer biotic. I need her to have killer biotic, 3 of those twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the killer biotic that'll support her immune system, as well as actually 2 of those 8 herbs in that blend, killer biotic, have antimicrobial properties and will be able to help her body eliminate that bug. It's going to take some time, but hopefully it's a wait for her to get that lung transplant. She's not going to get it tomorrow. I hope it's a couple of months down the line because oftentimes they will give people lungs that have cancer in them. They give people lungs that are worse than the lungs they have. Just tragic, these lung transplants for the most part. So give me a call. Let me know how she's doing, Charlene, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's going to be a process. She and her family are going to have to be obsessive about this to make it work, okay? And so what I want everybody to do is remember that we have to take responsibility here, and we do have lines open, so do give us a call. 1-877-912-PLAY. That's 1-877-912-7529. When people have these long chronic diseases, this is where raw materials are going to help. And again, I urge you to get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases. That's right, 900, including lupus and scleroderma and rheumatoid arthritis. It's all in these three books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and you'll learn how to deal with these using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. That's a trilogy of books. Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport Aromatherapy. You're going to be amazed at how well people will do. You're going to be amazed. You say, well, we've been going to 8 specialists for the last 25 years. My mom, my wife, my son, whoever, my husband, my brother is on 27 prescription medications, getting a new prescription medication every 6 months to a year, and things are getting worse. Well, that's because medications, for the most part, with the exception of antibiotics, do not deal with the basic root cause of the disease. They're all designed for long-term treatment because that's how pharmaceutical companies make their money, is long-term treatment. They don't want to cure you in 3 days. They want to treat you for 25 years. And so all prescription drugs, with the exception of antibiotics, are designed to treat the symptoms, not the cause of the disease. Now, once you learn that, you're very dangerous because then you can help yourself. And doctors don't like that when you help yourself. So I urge you to help yourself. get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, The Passport Aromatherapy. And if you help other people, you'll start getting checks from us. That's right. If you help other people, we'll start sending you checks. And then yours will be free. How about that? You can help yourself. And even if you insist on paying retail, we'll only charge you wholesale. And if you help other people, I will send you checks. We also, depending on your rank with our system, you can get car bonuses. You can get things like stock options. You'll get cash flow. You'll get tax benefits you cannot get as a good employee. But you have to be involved and become a student of this industry. Well, stick with us. We're back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show, 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529. Speak to Dr. Wallach.
So you've done the right thing so that you can have a worry-free retirement when the time comes, right? You've maxed out your 401k, your IRA, and your savings account, so your money situation is going to be in pretty good shape. But what if you're not in good shape physically? What if you work hard all your life, you save, you plan, you do without, and then when you get to retirement, you're not physically able to do the things you want to do? Nothing is certain, but doesn't it make sense to plan for your physical health along with your fiscal health? Shouldn't you be doing the things now that may lead you to a more healthy retirement? Dr. Wallach has developed a system that can give your body all 90 essential nutrients. It takes only a few minutes a day, and it can cost less than a cup of coffee every day. Remember how fast the last 20 years have gone? Well, don't put it off any longer, because the next 20 years will go just as fast. Start on the road today to a better health. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Your eyesight is precious. Most of us take it for granted until we start to have problems like macular degeneration.
My wife, she's 81 with macular degeneration. We just went to the doctor 2 weeks ago, and you cost me $700 because we both had to have our glasses changed. Her astigmatism is much better. Her macular degeneration is almost entirely gone. When we went to the doctor, I mean, he was just astounded. He takes a picture of the inside of the eye and
says,
go. And he compared those two, and he says, I don't believe this.
And how long has she been using the program?
For 3 months.
When someone tells you there's nothing can be done to improve your macular degeneration, now you can just smile because you know better. Put them in touch with a Longevity associate to find out how they can improve, too. Call today. If you don't know who to call, call us at 877-344-1010 and say, I want help with my macular degeneration. That's all there is to it. Call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free. 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Okay. And we're just very excited to have you here. Let's see here. Chuck, let's go to Jamaica, that exotic island nation. And Sylvia. Sylvia, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Hello.
Today.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling today for 58-year-old female. She's 5 feet, 104 pounds. She started out with cancer in her left breast, and the breast was removed, and the cancer metastasized to her lungs. She had surgery for that. Then afterwards, she came down with a brain tumor. She had surgery for that. She's wondering if there's anything you could give her to prevent her from these things reoccurring.
Yeah, well, that's her goal, isn't it? So basically, what we need to do here is make sure that she's getting everything we can give her to help her immune system. Her immune system is going to be her best friend here. When you're a cancer patient, your immune system is your best friend. So at 104 pounds, she needs to get rid of all the bad stuff that put pressure on her immune system. No fried foods. Okay, absolutely no fried foods whatsoever. No processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. No oils. Means no margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils. If she eats canned fish, it's fine, but they got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce, not oil. And then no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. I mean, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You got to be obsessive about that. It wouldn't hurt for her to listen to that CD called Cereal Killers to find out all the places you find hidden gluten, because it's the hidden gluten that gets you. And then I would also have her take our selenium. It would be one healthy heart and brain pack per month, one healthy heart and brain pack per month. That would be her platform, and that will allow her to and she needs one extra bottle of selenium, because I want her to take three selenium at breakfast, three selenium at dinner, and then she will be able to have one tablespoon of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, one scoop of the Beyontane Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, the three EFA Pluses, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner, the three EFAs, one at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All that will happen with the two, or excuse me, with the one healthy heart and brain pack plus the one bottle of selenium. But I also have take what we call the Z radical. Z radical is a liquid. It has fucoidin in it, which is a red marine algae that produces a substance called fucoidin. 840 studies on this stuff, and it's one of the reasons why the Japanese have less breast cancer and prostate cancer than Americans do. And I'd have her take 2 ounces a day, one like at 10 o'clock in the morning, 1 ounce at 3. That'll be 2 quarts a month. That would give her a pretty good program for supporting her immune system. And we even have feedback that because her immune system is supported so well, her own immune system is able to shrink tumors by supporting the immune system. We see this happening, okay? So it's just one of those things where we can't guarantee anything, of course. It's already metastasized twice, and we don't know how much damage the chemotherapy and radiation and surgery has done to her immune system, but that would be the best advice I could give in this situation, Sylvia, okay?
Okay, Doc. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and give me feedback. Call me every couple of weeks. Let me know how this lady's doing, because we'd be very, very interested, okay? Okay, so, again, it's always better to solve these problems before they start. And so, like myself, I'm 74 years old here, folks, and I have not been to a doctor with me being the patient for 65 years, right? I've never been on a prescription medication. How did I do that? Well, I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 65 years. It's one of those things where I've been obsessed about this. I've been consciously avoiding the bad stuff for at least 30 to 35 years. Okay, this doesn't happen. This sort of stuff doesn't happen, which I say, like Topsy. You have to be obsessive about it, and you have to make sure that you are the one making things happen for better or for worse. And obviously you want it to be for better, and for better has to be, you have to consciously absorb the bad stuff, and you have to consciously consume the good stuff. And this is not difficult. I've been doing it twice a day since I was 9 years old. This soon, in a couple of months, it'll be 66 years that I've been on the 90 essential nutrients twice a day, off all the bad stuff for 30, 35 years. And how have I been blessed? I haven't been sick. I have not been sick one day in 65 years. If everybody were like me in America health-wise, the medical system would be real humble. What? I've been to see a doctor once in 74 years, never been on prescription medication. And so everybody can do this. This is not good genes. This is obsessive avoidance of the bad stuff and obsessive taking the good stuff. Now, remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician. In veterinary medicine, we do this all the time for animals. We've tripled their lifespans, eliminated 900 diseases, eliminated every birth defect you can name, and 10 times as many you can. We can do that for ourselves, too. Contact your MGB associate today and ask for the 90 for Life program. We'll be back with more truth, justice, and the longevity way, and Leslie Doctor after these messages.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to Massachusetts and Raymond. Raymond, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a friend, Sally. She sent me a message, and she wanted to see if you could help her out. She said she started with migraines, and they progressed. She went to an eye doctor, and the doctor told her optic nerves were severely swollen. They wanted to do surgery called fenestration. She said no. The headaches continued. Then she was put on opioids and their side effects, and then a doctor finally did a spinal tap, thinking that she could have meningitis. Her opening pressure was well over the double the normal, whatever that means, and then she went through 11 more spinal taps before the doctors decided to shunt her. Her first shunt was an LP. Her second shunt is a VP. She has the VP currently, but she says she's now starting to feel the effects of it, the pain, the insomnia, the nausea, and so forth and so on. She's taking a proactive approach because she's tired of the toxic side effects of the drugs. So she's wanting to know what else she can do. She changed her diet to vegetarian, and she's trying to exercise as much as she can tolerate with the head pressure. She says the condition is called pseudotumor cerebri. She also has hyperthyroidism, and she was tested for lupus, and she has the clotting factor. And she gave me a list of the medications that she's on as well. So is there anything that we can do for her?
Yeah, well, first of all, how much does she weigh?
She's 5'6", 130.
Okay. Does she have any other issues that I need to know about? Diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis?
She didn't. She told me that her joints are starting to be affected. So she didn't mention that she was arthritic, but she did say that she was starting to her knees were starting to hurt more and her hips.
Okay. 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 Well, there's a clue. And then, does she have any skin problems? You know, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, anything like that?
I believe she said that she had some psoriasis.
Okay, I already know what her problem is then. All right. Psoriasis, of course, is one of the manifestations of a gluten intolerance. She must get on a drop-dead, obsessive gluten-free diet. Okay, that's the basic root cause of all her problems. Of course, doctors, they look at all these symptoms, they do all these heroic surgeries and all this and the other, but the disease keeps progressing. That's because she cannot absorb nutrients. Hyperthyroid is due to lack of nutrients. Joint problems are lack of nutrients. Migraines are lack of nutrients and eating too much of the bad stuff. Pain, the psoriasis is lack of nutrients, okay? So this is very typical of somebody who has a gluten intolerance. So she must get drop-dead obsessive about gluten. She needs to listen to that CD called Zero Killers. Gives all the hidden places that gluten is found. Tomato soup, gravy, meatloaf, meatballs. It's in chocolate milk. It's in ice cream. It's in yogurt now. You got to get yogurt that only has gluten-free symbols on it and so on. They even put in, they used to use tapioca flour to thicken ice cream. Now they use wheat flour because tapioca is too expensive right now. So here we go. At 130 pounds, she got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils whatsoever, no margarines, mayonnaise, olives, and cooking oils. She got to get rid of all the gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then I would give her proactively here one healthy bone and joint pack per month. One healthy bone and joint pack per month. That would be, and I'd have her get an extra quart of the OsteoX Plus and an extra bottle of the Glucogel. So she'll be able to take 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, one scoop of the Beyontane Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, the three EFA Pluses that would come with one dose a day. I'd give her one at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or one at breakfast, two at dinner, whatever's convenient for her. Then I would also have her take the Glucogel, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And for the pain, she can use the CM cream. She can have CM cream. She can apply that to any joint. It is non-narcotic, of course. Then I would have her take the anti-inflammatory stuff, which would be the Z-radical. I'd have her take an ounce of that at 10 in the morning, an ounce at 3 in the afternoon. That'd be 2 quarts a month. And because she has all kinds of nervous stuff going on, give her the Z-stress, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Give me a call every couple of weeks and bring you up to date, and we'll walk you guys through this. We're back after these messages.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to South Carolina and Penny. Penny, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
We just recently learned about your products and your life history, and I have a mom that is just turned 70, and she's about 5'6". She weighs about 158 pounds. She was diagnosed with uterine cancer. I don't know the stage, but it was in 2010. She had a radical hysterectomy and refused any chemotherapy or radiation. She has chosen to do a Gerson diet, which is totally vegetarian and organic.
Sure.
And currently, she... I guess maybe about a couple months ago, she had a little bit of urine in her, hematuria in her urine. And so we used to eat a lot of leeks, and so we thought maybe the leeks might be causing it, so we stopped the leeks. So she no longer takes leeks, and she just uses onions. And just a couple of weeks ago, she was diagnosed with acute cystitis, and she was given Bactrim. She's been battling some... I don't know if it's muscle or bone pain, but she is getting progressively worse where she's not as limber
as she but, I mean, they've checked her out, and she doesn't have
any on to walk with a cane.
Okay,
she thinks
stop.
That some of that could be caused. I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay. But let's stop here a minute. You're throwing 85 things at me, and I got to answer to some of them and ask some questions along the way here. Let's see here, but she's been to a doctor and they have not diagnosed any return of the cancer, is that correct?
No, she's not returning to a doctor.
Oh, okay, I got
you. She doesn't choose to do that at all.
So
she
got pain.
For the urinary symptoms.
You say she has pain, is this in her back or her hip, or where's the pain at?
So they'll call it acute cystitis.
So you're saying the pain comes from acute cystitis?
No, they diagnosed her urine as that. I don't know where the pain's coming from.
Well, she's saying my back hurts or my knee hurts?
Walking.
Or?
You know, she's kind of like used to waddle, and now she's actually walking with a cane and very slow. So
maybe musculoskeletal. Okay, dear Penny, you have to let me talk. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you say something, you got to take a breath and let me talk. Because we'll never make any progress here otherwise. So, what I recommend here is that your mom has to deal with two things. Number one, she's got some progressive things going on here. Plus, she has a history of cancer, so we have to keep that in mind. And so what I would do is give her one healthy heart and brain pack per month. No, I'd give her two. 158 pounds. I give her two healthy heart and brain packs per month. That would allow her to have 3 selenium twice a day, which is going to support her immune system with a history of cancer. You want to do that. And also it's going to help her immune system if she has a chronic cystitis, where she's got bacteria all the time. That's going to help her immune system for the history of cancer as well as a chronic infection, if that's correct. Sometimes you get degenerative disc disease and back problems. You get a peripheral neuropathy that causes pain on urination and irritable bladder and all that kind of stuff that's oftentimes attributed to bladder infections. There's really a back problem and a peripheral neuropathy affecting the bladder. So, again, two healthy heart and brain packs. That'd be 3 of the selenium twice a day. That's 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus twice a day. That's for her back and joints and knees and all that kind of stuff. 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine twice a day. That's for a platform of basic nutrition. 3 of the EFA pluses twice a day. 3 of the EFAs twice a day. That's also for her immune system and reducing the risk of stroke and coronary thrombosis and so forth. And then I would get her she needs to get the CM cream, because it's a healthy heart and brain pack. I get her 2 bottles a month of the CM cream, so she can apply that topically to her knees and back and hips and shoulders, whatever, fingers, whatever hurts. That's going to give her relief for 3 to 5 hours. She can apply it 4, 5, 6 times a day if she wants to. And then also, I would give her what we call Z radical. And Z radical would be very, very good for, again, supporting her immune system here. which again, I just always worry about this history of cancer. And I'd give her 1 ounce of the Z radical at 10, 1 ounce at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think that covers pretty much what you talked about here.
So you said one ounce at twice a day?
Yes, ma'am. 1 ounce twice a day, which would be 2 quarts a month of the Z radical. And if you want to, if she really truly has infection, you actually go to a pharmacy and get these test strips. You can dip in her urine and see if she has an active infection.
Yes, we did.
You may be doing.
We went to the urgent care. We got this.
Okay, so they did the test strips already. Yeah, so I'd give her the killer biotic also. Give her 3 of those twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month. The killer biotic is a blend of 8 herbs, which, again, support the immune system. And 2 of those 8 herbs actually have antimicrobial properties. And so that's going to help her along that line. And it seems like a lot of stuff, but she's got concerns here of advancing musculoskeletal problems. She's got a history of cancer. She's got pain. She's got what would be called maybe cystitis, but they oftentimes will get it wrong. It could be a peripheral neuropathy of the back, so we're dealing with all that. So give me a call every 2 weeks. She can get off. It's going to take you a few days to get all this out to the East Coast there, maybe a week. And so she can start the diet right now. Again, she got to get off all the bad stuff.
She's not on any bad stuff. She's totally vegetarian.
Okay, well, that's bad. Okay, that's bad because vegetarians tend to use a lot of oils in stir frying and cooking.
No, not at all. She takes 1 tablespoon of flaxseed a day, I think.
Okay, that's bad. Okay, because anytime you use bulk oils, they're oxidized and they contribute to cancer and contribute to oxidative damage in your arteries. And what we think of as being good is bad. And so she's going to have to give up that 1 tablespoon of flaxseed oil because I guarantee it's oxidized. And that causes inflammation of the arteries. It reduces the immune system, puts you at high risk of more cancer and so forth. And she's going to have to use lemon juice, you know, like squeeze lemon wedges for her salads. She has to cook in water, poach, roast, bake, stew, that kind of thing. And vegetarians, is she a ovo-lacto-vegetarian, a lacto-vegetarian, ovo-pisco-vegetarian,
She takes very little, if any, milk products. I gave her some yogurt because she was on the Vactrum, but other than that, she doesn't take milk of any sort.
Okay, well, she needs to have some other protein because you can't get enough protein from vegetarian diet. You just can't. And so, a vegan diet. You're saying she's more like a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are all kinds of vegetarians. You can have a ovo-lacto vegetarian, which is eggs and dairy products, which yogurt is. You can have an ovo-lacto-pisco vegetarian where there's fish involved. And then you can have an ovo-lacto-pisco-pollo vegetarian where there's poultry involved, or a pollo vegetarian where there's vegetarian plus just poultry. I mean, it's wise to have another source of protein other than just grains and vegetables. It's very difficult to do, no matter how well-educated you are and how spiritually elevated you are. It's very difficult, and I just get chills up and down my spine when people say that they're just totally a vegetarian. That may be a thing for a cleanse for a week or 10 days or something like that, but mm-hmm. not for a lifestyle for somebody who has life-threatening diseases or a history of them. So she's got to do some other thing if this is going to work for her.
As far as her body weight, how much protein should she have?
Okay, well, her body weight, 158 pounds, she needs 4 to 6 eggs a day, or she needs a piece of chicken once a day the size of a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It could be roasted or baked or poached or stewed, a piece of fish the size of a deck of cards a day. That'd be optimal.
Okay. All right.
Call me every 2 weeks and let me know how she's doing.
We will.
And we'll walk you guys through this. And I urge everybody to get a hold of that trilogy of books and understand how this works. And we really have to be aware of what is effective for a 10-day fast and what is effective for a lifetime of eating. You cannot, no matter how well you eat, you cannot get everything you need. So I was really proud of Penny for calling in and asking about the supplementation piece, because no matter how well you do it, you need organic vegetables and grains and fruits and nuts. But there was a big study that came out in the Annals of Internal Medicine just a few months ago They said very clearly 240 different studies and comparing the amount of nutrients in organically grown foods versus non-organically grown foods, and it depends on what row in the field they were grown in. You could have inorganic foods. In other words, you could have foods that are not grown organically and have 10 times more nutrients in it than organically grown foods. Organic just refers to no sprays within 3 years after that food was grown in that soil. There's a lot of pollutants that last 100 years or 1,000 years. So even if you are getting organically grown food, doesn't mean your diet is totally pollutant-free. And so you really have to be aware of that and not get lulled into thinking, well, I'm eating organic, and so I'm okay. That's not true. You've got to be much more obsessive than that. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Ungivity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show, 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529 to speak to Dr. Wallach.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and the 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Canada, New Brunswick. Okay, we're going to Canada, and Alan. Alan, you're on the air. Yes, sir. How can we help you today?
Okay. My has had her fourth cancer reoccurrence. It's in the liver. Third time. This is actually the fifth time in, sorry. This is the third time in the liver. The other four times.
How much did she weigh, Alan?
130.
Okay. And how old is she?
64.
And so, basically, she's got to get rid of all the bad stuff that drive cancer. Obviously, she hasn't changed what she's doing because it keeps coming back. And so she must give up all the bad stuff. Absolutely no fried foods. I mean, drop dead, no fried foods. No gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no exceptions. I don't care if they're organic. I don't care if you grow them yourself. It doesn't matter. I don't care what anybody says, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Absolutely no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites. Okay, no deli slices, no sandwich meat, so sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, and all that kind of stuff. No oils, no margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils. If she eats canned fish, it's fine, but they got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce, not oil. And then at 130 pounds, and she keeps getting this cancer back, I'd be a little heavy-handed with her nutrition, and I would give her 2 healthy heart and brain packs per month. That will allow her to have 3 of our selenium, our ultimate selenium, at breakfast and 3 at dinner. that are going to support the immune system, then 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. All that will be accomplished by the 2 healthy heart and brain packs per month. And then I would also throw in the Z-Radical. I'd give her 3 ounces a day, 1 ounce at 10, 1 ounce at 3, and 1 ounce, say, an hour before bedtime of the Z-Radical. It would be 3 quarts a month. And this, again, is to support her immune system and encourage, it encourages and supports the stem cells in her body's ability to help support the immune system, as well as supports apoptosis in cancer cells, which is one of the things that cancer cells lose. That's why they create masses and lumps and bumps, because they don't die. They just keep having more babies, and so the colony grows and grows and grows, so you can get to see something with your naked eye, a lump and a bump. And so your own immune system has the capacity to shrink those cancers if they have the raw materials, and this should help in that way by supporting and promoting the immune system. She's had the metastases come back 3 times in her liver. She is in grave danger, of course, as a severely life-threatening situation, and so she's going to have to really drop-dead obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff and doing all the good stuff. And you can call me every couple of weeks, and you know, give me, you're welcome to call anytime. We have people like this who are really in need of help. But don't wait longer than 2 weeks to give us an update, either a lack of progress or progress. We like to hear both. That way we can tweak things for you and help things move forward. And do give us a call on a regular basis. We just love to hear. Okay, I know we only have moments left, and I'm going to go ahead and take it here. And we have other callers waiting. I just invite you to give us a call tomorrow, and that way we won't interrupt in the middle. And basically, I want to tell everybody, look, we live in a time when the medical system is really in shambles, and they have failed us terribly. They have failed us terribly. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association and the Center for Disease Control, this came out in 2007, doctors in America kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans each year in the doctor's workplace. They kill, injure, and infect 15 million in their workplace. Why are we so infatuated with going with them? Okay, so contact your Youngevity associate and see what we can do for you. And thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
For informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.